Underground Preacher checking in to the Underground Church. And today we are finishing our Break Free series. We break free from generational curses. All it takes is someone down your bloodline getting themselves involved in witchcraft, sorcery, addiction, tattoos, sexual immorality, or some sort of particular activity. And yeah, the curse is set. And it will get passed down from generation to generation. By comparison, a generational curse might be similar to a spiritual alliance. The only difference is that here, the alliance is spread throughout an entire bloodline, throughout an entire generation, instead of being limited to just the person who committed the sinful act. As a result, the generations are born into a curse, and the curse becomes like a prison to them. No matter what they do or where they go, they find themselves right back to the curse. I mean, how can he escape poverty, cancer, abuse, and so on? All of these are examples of generational curses, but don't lose heart. There is hope, because these curses can be broken with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Remember what is written in Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 16. Fathers shall not be put to death for the children, nor shall children be put to death for the fathers. A person shall be put to death for his own sin. Since God would not impute a generational curse on you, you don't have to carry on the curse. Break free from it with the blood of Jesus Christ. You can ask Holy Spirit to reveal to you the generational curses in your family, and then break free from them with the blood of Jesus Christ. From cancer, rape, poverty, witchcraft, and from anything else that you suspect to be a generational curse, write them down, make a list of them, and then go to battle. We have a prayer in our prayer collection to renounce generational curses. You can find it under our prayer section on our website, undergroundpreacher.com. So, use the prayer to break free from generational curses today. Amen?
Amen.
And that concludes our Break Free series. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.